Summit actually, their lobbyists actually wrote the bill, in our opinion, before the committee, for instance, on 1186, which was a survey bill. I testified for that in the House committee, qualified support. And Representative Mortensen assured me that the suggestions I made that he would include in the bill. But not only did they not do that, when it got over to the conference committee, that had a 50-year limit on the lease. That was something that we supported. They took that out even and put it right back up to 99 years, did exactly what Summit asked them to do. So this was not a landowner rights bill whatsoever. We call it the Summit rights bill is what it was, because it was completely written to everything they want. And that argument that it's 50-50 and there were parties on both sides that aren't appreciative of what was done, that's just not true, because all you have to do, I have a copy of the memo that Lee Blank, the CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions, sent out, and they were pleased, tickled to death that they got everything they want. And we have that in writing that he put that out and thanked all the legislators because they got what they wanted.